Thank you for listening to Vote with Power Podcast 94. Today's topic is the American people are missing the big picture. My name's Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power, which you can purchase at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life for you and your children. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for fixing our government and changing the direction America is being taken. It's a tool for people to speak up, unite, save our democracy. Americans are missing the big picture by putting all their eggs in one basket. That basket I'm calling the election basket. Voters are counting on the elections to fix our problems and change the direction America's heading. Thing that voters don't know is that will not work. It'll only partially work. The reason I say that is the election may help fix some of the 7 or 8 problems facing Americans every day. Those problems, as you know, are the border crisis, inflation, high gas prices, violent crime, drug and human trafficking, and on and on. The election will not eliminate, however, the cause of those problems or the cause of future problems or the reason those problems aren't being solved. Elections can never fix the 12 techniques members of Congress use to hide their agendas and can circumvent our representative democratic system. A high percentage of Americans from both parties and independents have similar core values for the lifestyle they want in America. To get that lifestyle, we must have our democracy back. The people must stop the toxic political polarization. If you are not emotionally angry, frustrated, or living with fear, you are not paying attention. Look at the symptoms around you. Are the problems that are negative in your life being solved? 2, are you fed up with politics? 3, do you hear the politicians lie, name, call, and blame? And the other question with that one is, how often do you hear politicians that are presenting good strategies and plans that'll make your life better and safer? 4, when you change channels back and forth between Fox News and MSNBC, are you hearing the same news? What percent of the broadcast is become political? 5, do you have a good way of screening incumbents who are up for election, other than using your party lines and your affiliation to vote, no matter what the records are for those incumbents? 6, how much time, when talking with friends and family, do you discuss the ideas members of Congress have shared with their plans? 7, how much hate have you felt lately from people who are trying to indoctrinate you to become part of their political party side of the aisle? How often do you say, I don't want to talk about politics? How often do you shake your head when you have heard what our government has done lately? 10, how often do you comfortably discuss your core values with others? If not, is the reason that you're afraid of the political upheaval put on you? 11, do you feel helpless when it comes to what you can actually do to help solve our freedom? Those are the symptoms. When will American problems and direction America's heading become serious enough and threatening enough to get people to take action? What do people do to take action? First, they must be informed to know what's really going on in Washington and with their political process. Second, they must get emotionally motivated to do something. Third, they must unite with others for camaraderie and to offset their fear of getting involved. Fourth, they must find the right tool to use. Fifth, they must be guided on how to use that tool correctly. 6, they must stay engaged until democracy is reestablished. And 7, they need to teach their kids through their legacy of what they've done to restore and keep democracy and pass the baton to their children to do their part to keep democracy working forever. Politics has gotten more rancid. It has changed from common ground, common sense, collaboration, working together, into polarization, and everything is based on political ideologies, but now it's even getting worse. They are implanting a wedge between our citizens. Once the wedge is thick enough and strong enough, getting back to democracy will be almost impossible. Americans need to stop allowing our representatives from further destroying our democracy. A great example of one of the 12 democracy-killing techniques is happening right now. The two parties can't agree on funding the bills which are for to work with Ukraine, Israel, human help around the war zones and the border crisis. It's a typical multi-issue pork trading, hidden agenda, democracy avoiding, and we don't care to be accountable massive bill like we usually have. This time is different because they didn't trade back and forth enough to get that massive bill passed. And my question to you is, how can we have democracy when we have 4,000-page bills with trillions and trillions of spending, which cover 130-some items on the agenda? There's no way. The hidden agenda on both sides now, in order to pass the emergency funding of these wars and our border crisis, will become transparent. Now, if members have single-issue bills, they can't hide their vote or the reason they blame the other party for not passing the bill. This can be a game changer. One of the 12 techniques I have stated for over 12 years is we need a law that only permits single-issue bills. We need to get the public to be informed and understand what's in these bills. It's time for American people to do the right thing right now, which is the only way to bring back democracy. The time is now to decide whether you want to help be part of the solution for getting our government back in line, fixing our problems, and changing our direction, or are you willing to take the risk of sitting on the sideline and let your politicians, who are after money and power, completely destroy the country you've once loved? Please visit votewithpower.org. That's votewithpower.org to get more information. Also, to join our movement to ensure your children have a life in the best and safest country in the world.